appoints bankers iced to $2.5 billion IPO valuation. Quick services users top 10 million mark. Indian IT, why deals are not translating to revenues? Let's decode. Amazon doubles down on quick commerce play.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get a podcast. All right, let's start with the IPO lane, where ACCO is preparing to test public waters. The Bengaluru-based digital insurer has appointed ICICI Securities, Morgan Stanley and Kotak Securities as bankers for its upcoming IPO. The company is also targeting a valuation in the range of $2 to $2.5 billion. Now, the draft papers, as we hear, are expected to be filed with SEBI in the coming months. The issue will likely include a mix of fresh capital and an offer for sale, allowing existing investors to partially exit while the company raises funds for expansion. Now, this company, founded by Varun Dua, ACCO has raised over $580 million so far from investors, including General Atlantic, Axel, and CPPIB. Now, the financial side, if you look at it, the company reported a decent revenue of around 2,837 crores in FY25, which was up around 35% year-on-year, while losses narrowed by 37%. Now, the listing will be closely tracked as part of the next wave of startup IPOs, especially in the fintech and insurance space. If we move beyond ACCO, when we see the recent insurance listings, it gives us some context and looks like it's positive. Policy Bazaar, which debuted with a strong premium in 2021, while GoDigit saw a more modest listing in 2024 before gaining traction much later. Now, the broader IPO market is active again, but more selective than before. Several companies, including PhonePe, are preparing to go public, but timing remains closely tied to market conditions. All right, from insurance to instant services, where convenience is now moving inside the home, instant house help platforms have crossed 10 million monthly active users, with combined usage touching about 10.4 million in March. Urban Company leads the category with about 6.5 million users, followed by Pronto at 2.7 million and the newcomer Snabbit at around 1.2 million. This marks a shift where services like cleaning, cooking and home help are now being delivered on demand, similar to groceries or food delivery. But while incumbents lead in scale, newer players are gaining traction in downloads. For example, in March, Pronto accounted for 43% of category downloads, ahead of even Urban Clap at 31% and Snabbit at 26%. So the market is splitting into two parts, established players with scale and newer entrants capturing fresh demand. Now, on the ground, activity is rising quickly. The category is now handling over 2 million jobs a month across platforms. So funding is also following growth. Pronto is in talks to raise new capital, as we hear, while Snabbit is exploring another round in the range of $60 to $70 million. While the next phase for this segment will depend on whether this demand can translate into sustainable business models. But we'll have to wait and watch for that. Moving on to IT services, where the numbers are telling a very different story this year. Indian IT companies are signing more large deals and adding high-value clients, but the momentum is not showing up in revenue growth. For instance, Infosys increased its number of $100 million clients to 41 in FY26, while TCS expanded this to 66. On the other side, the HCL Tech also reported gains across its top client segments. Now, despite that, most large IT firms reported low single-digit growth or even contraction in constant currency terms. Now, one reason is timing. Deals are being signed, but revenue conversion is slower with delays in ramp-ups. Now, the bigger shift, however, is coming from AI. Companies are now reporting AI-linked revenues. TCS crossed $2.3 billion in annualized AI revenue, while HCL Tech advanced AI business crossed $155 million. But if we see, AI is also changing pricing. According to management commentaries, AI-led efficiencies are reducing the value of deals. For example, a $100 million deal may now be closer to $80 million as clients expect more output with fewer resources. This means companies are winning more deals but earning less per deal. So the traditional link between deal wins and revenue growth is weakening. So that is reshaping how the sector measures growth moving forward. All right, finally, staying with quick commerce, Amazon is stepping up its push in the rapid delivery space. The company plans to expand its Amazon Now service to 100 cities and scale its micro-fulfillment network to more than 1,000 centers. This marks one of its most aggressive moves in the segment so far. This expansion comes shortly after Amazon announced a 2,800 crore rupees of investments to strengthen its India operations network, with a portion of that going into quick commerce infra. So currently, Amazon Now operates in Bengaluru, Delhi NCR, and Mumbai. The next phase will take it to cities like Pune, Hyderabad, Chennai, Kolkata, Jaipur, Lucknow, Chandigarh, Ahmedabad, Kochi, Amritsar, and Mangalore, as well as Vizag. So along with speed and reach, the company is also expanding its supply chain. The network is expected to connect over 16,000 farmers directly to consumers, especially for fresh produce. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today. A note to our listeners, there will be no edition of Tech 3 on April 28th as we are hosting the Future of Work Summit. We will be back in your inboxes on April 29th, that is Wednesday. All right, thank you so much for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more tech and startup news, minus the boring bits. Until next time, this is Bhavya Dilipkumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.